We are now joined by Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans. Kyle, how are you today?
Oh, doing fine. The rain's been a little rainy, and I believe I've caught a sniffle.
Well, you know, the rain has not dampened the spirits on the Civic Plaza. You've got campers out there.
We sure do. This is probably a first for Murfreesboro. You know, we at the city of Murfreesboro greatly support the First Amendment and people's right to get up there and say what they need to say and what they want to say. And however, we do have a group that did not follow the rules and the regulations that pertain to the Civic Plaza. And so we informed them of the city ordinances multiple times. We spoke to them about it throughout the night and eventually gave them warnings. And it led to the point where a citation was issued to the city court for a violation of our city noise ordinance regarding loitering and camping, sleeping on the Civic Plaza.
Now, people actually camped out last night on the Civic Plaza.
That's right. There are two tents that are set up right near the stairs as you're coming off of Vine Street, and they put tents up, which is specifically against storing, you know, personal property and sleeping on the plaza, and that's not what it was meant for. And while, again, we want people to get up there and say what they want to say, in this case, we believe that they were abusing that, and we gave them every opportunity to obtain a permit to get up there. They were expecting a large crowd event, and, you know, everybody from the governor's office to the police department, any group that wants to use the Civic Plaza is certainly free to do so, but there's a permitting process and there are rules and regulations that dictate what can be done up there. And you know, last night this group decided, there were five actually that were cited, decided that they were going to sleep up on the plaza, and it was just an inappropriate thing to do.
And what we're talking about, Occupy Murfreesboro people, is who slept on the Civic Plaza last night. What kind of a ticket or citation were they issued?
Well, Murfreesboro City Code Section 21-8 discusses specifically that it's unlawful for any person to camp and store personal property on the Civic Plaza, and so they were issued a citation for that. It will be to city court before Judge Sellers, and it's for a $50 citation fee plus court costs if they're found guilty. And of course, things... the fines could continue if they refuse to move their camp off of the Civic Plaza. Those fines could continue to escalate.
And in other local news, you've had a lot of accidents over the last couple of days, a lot of injury accidents.
Well, that's right. We've seen an increase as the weather gets rough and we have more people on the roads for holiday shopping and whatnot. And we've seen people that are out there and they're getting involved in a lot of rear-end collisions, side impact collisions in some cases. But we see a lot of these injury accidents, and I want to take an opportunity to remind people just to slow down. Give yourself extra time to where you're going, and just your main focus while you're driving should be driving, getting to your destination safely with you and your loved ones in your car, and avoid distractions such as texting, which, by the way, is against the law to text while you're driving, talking on the cell phone, having your music up too loud, whatever your distraction is, try and avoid that so that you can pay attention to your main task, which is getting to your destination safely.
Now, whenever you hear about accidents, people immediately go to the red light cameras and say, well, they're causing accidents, but the truth is different. Tell us about
the
studies.
3 years in a row, we've seen dramatic decreases in the number of rear-end collisions and the number of, most importantly, side impact collisions at not just the intersection with the red light cameras, but at all intersections throughout Murfreesboro. So the red light camera program has been what we consider a big success in reducing the number of accidents at those intersections, which are some of the most dangerous intersections, but also all intersections in Murfreesboro, because people are paying more attention and making that decision not to run the red light. So, again, we just want to remind people, as the weather gets rough, we even talking about snow tomorrow, just be careful. Give yourself extra time and just take your time getting to where you're going. Focus on driving.
Another big item that was in the news yesterday at around 10:29, there was a bank robbery at Wilson Bank and Trust. Has anybody been arrested yet?
Well, we are working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate that case. We have a great picture that WGNS has on their website right now that we've released to the media. And it's a great picture that I think that will help identify the person involved. So somebody out there knows who this is, and they can give us a call at 893-1311, or they can call Crime Stoppers at 893-STOP, that's 7867, and they can give us information and even get cash for the clue to who committed that robbery.
And the man's picture is at WGNSradio.com. It'd be nice to have a little extra cash around Christmas time.
Well, that's right. And all you got to do is turn in a person who committed a dangerous, violent felony and get some cash while you're doing it. You can remain anonymous.
Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans with us today. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.